program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. The man with an open will. What exciting times we have been reading about in the 8th chapter of Acts. Let's resume that thought from yesterday. In Acts chapter 8, verse 38 and 39, the Ethiopian has made the confession, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." In verse 38, he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Philip, the man with an open will, is preaching to a man with an open Bible who has an open heart, and he opens his mouth and preaches Jesus unto him. And with this wonderful combination, they come to an open body of water, and the man wants to be baptized into Christ. And they go down into the open water, and there he is baptized. He is immersed into Christ Jesus. It's hard to get sprinkling or pouring as baptism out of this picture. They go down into the water, and he baptizes him. Of course, some have pointed out in the 8th chapter of Acts, trying to get away from the force of the circumstance of what we read about here, by saying that Philip went down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And they said, in a desert, we don't find any water, and so he could not have been immersed. Well, what about that anyway? In the 6th chapter of Mark, we find that the word desert is perhaps used in a different way here than as we think of it in our modern language. In Mark chapter 6, verse 32, we find that our Lord took a boat, and he went to a desert place, it says in Mark 6:32, and they departed into a desert place by ship privately. So the Lord was getting away from the crowds, and he went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. But the multitudes saw where he was going, and they ran along the shore until they got around where Jesus was. And they were there stranded. They didn't have food to take care of their needs, and the day was getting by. And so we have the Lord performing the great miracle of feeding 5,000 people. And in the 6th chapter of Mark, we read on down there in verse 39, as he is getting ready to feed them in this desert place he had gone. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies up on the green grass. Right here is a place that's called the desert place, and it's a place that has green grass. The word desert just simply means deserted, away from everything. It's a deserted place. So it doesn't necessarily mean sand or rocks as we think of it in our modern thought, but it just simply means a place isolated from others. And thus, when Philip went down from Jerusalem to Gaza, it doesn't necessarily imply that it was a place without water. It was just implying here it was a place where that there were not many people, away from the crowd. So he went down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which was desert, and there he preached Jesus to this man riding along in a chariot, and they came by this body of water, and he wanted to be baptized. They went down into the water, and he baptized him. We might point out the word baptized in the original language of the New Testament, baptizo, simply means to dip, to plunge, or immerse. It's one of those words where you can hear the sound of the splashing of the water in it, baptize, as the water is being splashed and as one is going down into the water and being immersed into the water. In the New Testament, baptism always involves open water. I know I remember when our Lord was baptized in the record in the 3rd chapter of Matthew. We find in verse 13 of this 3rd chapter, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan, the Jordan River, unto John to be baptized of him." And then verse 16 says, "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him." All right, he went up straightway out of the water. He was in the water. He was baptized in the water. He was immersed in the water. And the Apostle Paul says in the 6th chapter of Romans, verse 4, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." So one is buried in baptism. One goes into the water. One comes out of the water. And baptism always involves open water enough for a person to be immersed, to be baptized with Christ, and then to be raised with Christ. Sprinkling, pouring are not found in the New Testament, only immersion, a dipping, and a resurrection from water. Thank you for listening today.